The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. It's not news. Think of it more as news-ish. It's the Wally Show.
Well, you may dread the thought of spending the Thanksgiving holiday with family members like Aunt Debbie or Uncle Joe, who keeps showing you pictures of his monster truck that nobody cares about.
Sounded oddly specific.
Well, maybe so. There are some good things to look forward to, and that's all the amazing food.
Yes, that's
your
love language.
The mashed potatoes.
What's your favorite side? Because the sides are actually the star. Turkey's turkey.
I know this isn't going to be popular, but the rolls.
Oh, no, yes.
Dinner rolls?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
We get the specific Publix dinner rolls. It's the only time of year we buy them, and yeah, they're amazing.
Well, I found this thing that said many Americans agree that Thanksgiving is ruined if there aren't any leftovers, and that's because they believe leftovers taste better than the original meal. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I like turkey, especially the next day, as a sandwich better than when I'm on Thanksgiving. I'll have like a couple little pieces, and I usually will dip them in barbecue sauce now. like, I'm not a big turkey fan, but the next day, turkey sandwich, extra salt, and mayonnaise. Oh, nothing better.
But to be strategic when deciding on what to saran wrap, because according to this article, the average person ends up throwing away 8 pounds of leftovers.
Really?
8 pounds. That's a lot.
That never happens in our house. We always send everybody out with a bag. You know, you leave the house with a bag of turkey, you know, Ziploc bag. You do. It's like a party gift. Here you go. You came, here's your turkey and a bag of stuffing, and here's that horrible cranberry stuff that nobody ate.
Nobody wants that. Just throw that out. Maybe that is the 8 pounds.
Yeah, exactly, because no one eats that gelatinous cranberry stuff. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and women stereotypically get labeled as high maintenance. I know I will say that about my wife sometimes, and she hates it, for the record.
You said that about me.
Yeah, and for the record, she hates it too.
Yes, I do.
But there's an element of maybe being particular by guys is seen as women being high maintenance. You're very particular about what you like and don't like. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's things that don't seem really important. And so guys just write that off as high. Erroneously, we write that off as high maintenance, wink, Gavin.
Oh, now you do. That's because I saw a great example of how you're high maintenance just recently.
Okay.
So you claim that you went to Five Guys, which is one of your favorite burger places. And they gave you a hamburger bun that was too small for the hamburger patty.
Okay, now
so you actually, I think, went back, right?
I did. The bun was, like, ridiculously small. Like, it was a bun that should never have made it past bun inspection at the factory. And somehow it got here, and it was deformed, and it just wasn't functioning as a it was smaller than the burger, like a lot smaller.
Do you hear yourself?
It was smaller than the top bun. Like, okay, so I mean, you see where I'm going now. Like, now you get it.
So then another example.
So I did go back, and I said, can I have another bun, please?
The other day, you were like, I'm going to be healthy.
Yeah.
And so you get a banana.
I ate a banana.
And you open it, but it got mushy on the top.
Yeah,
and then you don't like it.
Yeah, when you bend it to try and break it, but it doesn't snap right away, it pushes the top part of it down and makes it mushy. And that's not good. No one likes mushy bananas.
It tastes the same.
Yeah, once it's in your mouth, it's all mushy.
Seriously, Gavin?
No, this one's a little bit high maintenance.
No, that's not what you do. No, you don't.
I would say you're the most high maintenance person in the room.
Okay. All right. Well, I disagree. I've known you for too long.
I've known you for too long.
Okay. Well, touche. So here's what I want to talk about. I know that we'll save Betty's high maintenance issues for tomorrow because I've got to like literally catalog and pick my favorite 100.
Okay.
So how is it that men are high maintenance? Okay, so maybe you, your husband or somebody you're dating is like, okay, this guy is high maintenance. And the world needs to hear it because guys don't believe that they are.
That's true. I've even seen examples from my dad being high maintenance. So it could just be the guy in your life.
Sure. So what is it? 855-33-WAY-FM. What makes a guy, in your perspective as a woman, high maintenance? I'm real. I would love to hear this. I mean, you're wrong, but I would love to hear
no,
this.
No, you're right.
855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's how you can always be on the show. 855-33-WAY-FM. But how is your guy high maintenance?
Well, it's my husband, and it's when we're shopping. If we go to grab, like, a new shampoo bottle or anything from the shelf, he'll dig, like, all the way to the very back to make sure he gets one that no one else has already touched.
Oh.
So that it's brand new.
You hear that, Betty? And this makes him high maintenance, according to Ashton. Because there's somebody else I know in this room that I might be staring right in the ocular sockets that does this exact same thing.
Well, because you want the value for your money.
Yes. So if Ashton, let me do a little bit of science here. So ergo, if Ashton's husband, correlation here, is considered high maintenance for doing this, which you would agree he's high maintenance, that would mean that you also then have to be considered high maintenance, correct? That's science.
No, I don't know.
Ashton, thank you so much. I was not intending it to go this way, but you are helping more than you could ever imagine.
Sorry.
So, Rebecca, how is the guy in your life high maintenance?
So, I have a friend named Josh.
Hey, there's no need to use first names.
Okay, so a guy I know.
Thank you.
Over 100 to 200 pairs of shoes, okay? Different kind of sneakers, shoes, whatever you want to call them. And I've seen him wear a pair to work, go home, put another pair on, come hang out with us. He ran an errand, so he went home and put on another pair. And when he came back, I mean, that's like a total of 3 shoes. To me, that's super high maintenance.
Can I ask you a question? Do you have certain outfits that you wear to make you feel pretty?
Yes. I don't have too many because I work all the time.
Yes. Well, maybe Josh just wants to feel pretty, okay? And why is that so wrong? Like, this is the only way guys can really accessorize is with shoes. Shoe wear. A fellow shoe guy here. I've got a lot of shoes as well.
See, you're trying to justify your own behavior through Josh.
No, I'm just trying to say that we have to be fair here, okay? Women tend to be irrational, okay?
We tend to be irrational.
My goodness.
Now, I will say that maybe changing your pairs of shoes 3 times in one day, that is a little much. I will give you that one. Not high maintenance much, but it's a little much.
It's high maintenance. There's no other way to put it.
It's pretty high maintenance, yeah.
All right, Jeanette, you're up. What makes your guy high maintenance?
He doesn't like grilled onions or too many onions when I make my risotto.
Why do you think he doesn't like your risotto?
It's the texture, and it's only when I put too many onions in my risotto.
So he has a problem with texture in foods.
Yes.
If he makes the food, then there's no complaints. Then he's got the issue. He can cook for the family. Everyone's happy because you're happy. But if you're cooking and then he complains about your cooking, he's high maintenance.
See, that's just it. He won't complain. He just won't eat it.
How long have you guys been married?
10 years.
10 years, and he's just now worked up the courage to tell you he doesn't like
your
risotto.
Don't turn this around. Don't turn this around.
Not just. This was a few years ago.
Okay. How scared of you is he, Jeanette?
Oh, my word.
Come out, you pretty kitten.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We all have gifts that the Lord has given us, and Betty Rock has an unusual gift that not a lot of people know about. She has the ability to name a cat just by looking at it and get the perfect name in a split second. It is uncanny how many times we've done this and how many times she's nailed it. I'll email the people back and they'll be like, it is the perfect name. And thank you so much. They're just so great. A weight has been lifted off of their shoulders because you got to get the right name for your pet.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's detrimental.
Absolutely. I mean, what is your new cat's name?
Well, his name is Buford Beans.
Sure, okay.
But he's my little beanie weenie or my little boo-boo beans.
Yeah, maybe we should have let someone else name that cat. You know, I think Beans came up on the short end of the stick. So hopefully this is going to go better here. We have someone in need of your help. Hey, Wally and Betty, my coworker Jean and her husband just recently lost their beloved dog, Henry. And days later, a cat showed up. But unfortunately, they've just named him Cat. So I guess they were dog people. Hey, Cat, please help us think of a great name for him. They're in their 60s. They're health nuts. Gene is a proud Italian. And they're thinking mostly of human names. I like human names for animals. Mm-hmm. I think it makes it easier, too. But they can't agree on one yet. So can you please help give this lovely cat a name? Now, I have a picture of the cat, and I don't show it to Betty, and I hand it to her, and then I say, 3, 2, 1, and she flips it over and then names that cat, okay? So here we go. Are you ready? Are you feeling it today?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
I know you got to be in the right headspace, the right zone.
Right.
You're like an athlete, a finely tuned athlete.
That's right. Here. Yeah. I got to practice.
Okay. So it's a little gray kitten, gray and white striped kitten.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, name that cat.
Oh my goodness. He's so cute. So the picture is blurry because it looks like he's constantly moving.
Right.
He's got the zoomies.
Yeah.
Oh, so he could be. What about Roger?
Roger?
Okay, but Roger after the guy from The Who?
Yes.
The band?
Yes. Okay.
So you remember he was crazy antics up on stage.
Okay, Roger Daltrey.
Yes, so he had his microphone that he had to duct tape so that because he kept swinging it around.
Yeah.
Just had a lot of energy.
I like
Roger.
I like Roger. I also like Daltrey, too, if they wanted to go
Daltrey,
for something like,
that's true, too.
Like more like upper crust sounding, like he looks like Sir Daltrey. Sir Reginald Daltrey.
See, this is why I named my cat Beanie Boo Boo.
Yeah.
Because nice it's classy in itself.
Classy?
Yep.
For Beanie Boo Boo?
Okay.
All right. We'll go with that. But there you go. Roger. I like that. Roger or Daltrey. We will send that along and see how that plays for this family. Nicely done, Betty Rock.
Thank you.
And the cats.
Thank you.
Henry Ford once wisely said, "Whether you think you can or you can't, you're right." And I love that concept because it really does go to your perspective. If you think you can do something, you can do it. But if you don't believe you can, you're going to fail. And that was the case for this mom who finished her college degree 30 years after she started.
Wow.
There was a time where she was like, I can't finish it in. I can't fit it in with life. And she took a break, a pause. But then she decided, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to go back to school. I'm going to finish my degree. She did it. And she wants to become a teacher now, even all these years later, which I think is so great. She thought that she could, and she did. That's what's important.
And I think a lot of moms out there don't make themselves a priority. They want to put their kids first, which is great. That's understandable. But what about making 2021 your year where you make yourself a priority and go get that education that you've always wanted at Colorado Christian University, where you can get faith-based learning? I went to CCU myself and got everything I needed straight online. Got a degree in healthcare administration and psychology. And I'm so glad now, looking back, that I did it.
And she's a better believer.
Wait, what?
No, I can't say it with a straight face.
Just go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And you can email your back-to-school question for Wally and Betty Rock to answer at wallyccu@gmail.com.
So the pandemic is still a thing.
A few months ago, the thought of an infectious disease, even hypothetical, would have sent me careening towards Bummerville.
But we'll get through this together. It's the Wally Show.
Who would have thought that getting people to come back to the office after the pandemic held people out for so long was going to be so hard? This is something companies are struggling through, and Hearst Magazine, their employees are fighting back against a mandatory return to office policy that they have. Hearst does Cosmopolitan, Good Housekeeping, and Men's Health, ironically, because health is kind of at the center of this issue. And their remote employees are fighting the return to office. And the thing is, too, the company is trying to do it in steps. They're like, okay, we want people to come in for like 3 days a week. And people are still like, no, absolutely not. I'm staying home. It's a really strange thing. They've settled into their routines and they like it. And it's tough because, you know, if a company says this is what we need to do, people will jump to, well, you don't care about my health. You're trying to kill me. You know, like people go to that extreme because they know that's the buzzword that companies have to then bristle back from, you know?
Right,
and so I don't think that's fair either. But there was an interesting statement from the company. It's says, "We recognize returning to the office is a big step and that some people are apprehensive about it. Adjusting to this new way of working," ironically, which is going back to the old way of working, "will require the same flexibility, patience, and collaboration that we all demonstrated when we began working from home." Because remember, people fought that too, you know, so right. It's like, we're going to fight everything. That's just our human nature. And so it's so tough for companies and people to navigate this. And I don't know that you can put the genie back in the bottle now, because people have been functioning remotely and now like it, you know?
Right, and the business can't really justify bringing them back in. Like, if they can prove why it's good for the business, I guess, then the employees would understand. But if there are some people who have jobs that can be done at home, then they should let them do it. Why not?
Like one employee wrote, "Working from home has allowed me to see my family more while being able to do my job. Yeah. It's pure agony not being able to see them if I needed to when there was a health scare or something like that." And I get that. A lot of people had an epiphany that, hey, family is more important than my work. Mm-hmm. But the problem is, your epiphany isn't necessarily the company's problem. Right. You know, like if you choose to say, this is more important to me, the company has the right to say, well, our work is important to us too. And I get it. If you want to spend more time with your family, but that doesn't work for us, then go do that. And that's okay. Good on you, you know. But it's going to be a tough balance to kind of merge these two worlds, because people have enjoyed it. Like, I side more on the company side of things personally, because I'm more of a work-driven person, and I came in every day during the pandemic at the height of it because that's what was expected of me. But I had to.
Well, I understand where you're coming from, but I don't think that's fair to say that people who work from home are not in the work-minded business, because they're working just as hard. It's just in a different location.
Not as hard. They're in their pajamas. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's not to say that they're working just as hard. I'm just saying I tend to side more on companies having the right to do what they want to with their company.
Oh, for sure.
That's what I'm saying.
But again,
like obviously, a company that values its employees, you know, and their needs, make them part of the conversation and get buy-in from them. That will help be part of the solution and maybe a better option. But that stuff takes up time and it takes intentionality and work to make that happen too. So you might be in that place. One of the other things in this article that maybe helps you out is they were saying, you know what, where it is kind of a charged situation, at least it does give employees a little bit of negotiating power. You might not get everything you want, but you could get some changes as you go back to the workplace that could benefit you as well.
Mm-hmm.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We're getting ever so close to Christmas now. And one of the best parts about this season is Operation Christmas Child. They are an amazing ministry that they deliver shoeboxes around the world filled with necessities and niceties and toys to children in crisis. And they make a huge difference in their lives because they also make sure that they get the gospel as well. And the other cool thing about this is you can be a part of it. You pack a shoebox, fill it with all these things, drop it off at their locations, and they do all the hard work getting it to the kids. And you can find out more at SamaritansPurse.org/OCC. Or to make it easy, just text the word box, B-O-X, to 91979. We'll send you a link to our whole interview, and it'll have stuff in there, too, about how to pack a box if you want. Because recently I met Yulia, who works for Operation Christmas Child, but is a living testament to the work they do, as she was once a kid in a poor country who received a shoebox and the gospel and still remembers that shoebox to this day.
I remember my shoebox gift came in a plastic purple container. At that time, there was no such thing as a plastic container in my country.
Oh, wow.
And the color purple made it even more exciting. So for me, the plastic purple container alone was a gift in and of itself.
You can stop right there. You're like, this is great. Oh, no, you need to open it, Yulia. Well, this is pretty great.
That's right. I remember holding onto it and actually being nervous to open it, not because I was nervous to find out what was inside, but because that shoebox gift was so special, I didn't want to mess it up. Actually, Wally, to this day, I still have that plastic purple container. The only reason I don't travel with it because I'm too nervous it will break, and it's a treasure to me.
Wow, that's so cool. She has it in a bank vault. You know, there's a light on it. There's laser beams. Like, Tom Cruise couldn't break into that thing. You know, if she cared that much about the box itself, like, how thrilled would we be if our kids were like, yeah, I love this box. and I don't send back the PS5. I want the box that came in. That would be amazing. But I'm real curious about the other items that were in there, and did she keep those? Because you have to believe that she did. So we talk about that. And again, if you want to see the whole interview and find out how you can pack a shoebox, just text the word box, B-O-X, to 91979, and we will send you a link. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and Christmas is such a great time of year, and it's a time of giving, you know, and that's what I love about it, and you have a chance to do something really cool, and I'd encourage you to maybe think about doing this with your kids. It's packing an Operation Christmas Child shoebox. So easy. It's a shoebox. You can go to the dollar store. You can go to Target. Fill it up with hygiene items and things that kids would need, but then also put a bunch of toys in there, put a family picture in there, and Operation Christmas Child delivers these shoeboxes to kids all around the world who otherwise would get nothing for Christmas. Sometimes I've met these kids as they open these boxes. Sometimes it's the first gift they've ever gotten in their life. And the thing I love about Operation Christmas Child is they make sure to give the kids the gospel the entire way through this thing. And so we'd love to have you be a part of it. If you want more information or you want to see any of our interview here with Yulia, you can always just text the word box to 91979. That's box to 91979. Julia was describing what it felt like to be a kid who received an Operation Christmas Child shoebox, and then now she works for them. And, you know, the transformative power of the gospel inside of these things put her on a different path. And Yulia remembered everything that was in that box.
I remember when I finally mastered up the courage and lifted the lid off top of my shoebox gift. I found a beautiful, cuddly stuffed puppy dog. I actually have it with me in the studio today. And the stuffed puppy dog you're seeing right now,
that's
Wally.
That's the one.
That's the one.
What?
That came in my shoebox gift 20 years ago.
And you kept it so nice, too.
I have kept it. But today I look back and I realize that a piece of blue notebook paper, which was a letter from Katie, the person who packed my shoebox gift, was actually the most important item.
Wow.
And the reason behind that, because of the words Katie wrote in her note, "I'm praying for you, God loves you." And I could not comprehend why would a stranger from halfway across the world, from a literal ocean away from me, would not only be blessing me with a shoebox gift and so many fun and quality items, but also telling me that she is praying for me to this God who loves and cares for me. And actually, Katie and I became pen pal friends.
No way.
Yes,
that's
way.
So cool.
And we've exchanged letters over the span of the next few years. And I remember every time I received a letter from Katie, I was so excited to be hearing from my pen pal friend all the way in the United States. But today, when I look back at these letters, I realize that the most important part was she was faithful to conclude all of those letters with those same words, "I am praying for you."
See, that's the transformative power of the gospel. Those simple words, "I am praying for you." You have an opportunity to give somebody that same experience when you pack a shoebox with Operation Christmas Child. And one last thing I wanted Yulia to share with people is like, hey, if you got the opportunity to tell someone who's thinking about doing an Operation Christmas Child shoebox but hasn't committed yet, what would you say?
I really hope that through a glimpse of my story, they're able to see that Operation Christmas Child is far more than a shoebox gift. Yes, we do pack toys, school supplies, hygiene items in them, but when we pray, God takes those simple shoebox gifts and once again transforms them into gospel opportunities in the hands of the local believers on the ground. So if you have never packed a shoebox gift or are packing for, you know, 10th year or 5th year, I encourage you to keep packing because these shoebox gifts go to real children around the world and they do make an eternal difference in the hearts of those who receive them.
There you go. If you want to pack your very own shoebox, we have all the information for you right now. If you just text the word box to 91979, November 15th through the 22nd is the National Collection Week, so you can do it there. You can actually, even if you don't have time to shop, can pack a box virtually online and do that. And I know my wife fills ours to the brim. And pro tip here, we do one every year. You can fit a soccer ball in it. You just have to deflate it and send a pump with it. So we'd love to have you get involved. They do such great work, and Yulia is living testament to that. And again, text the word box to 91979. We'll send you a link. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. If you ever prayed and wondered if anybody heard you, we have this thing that's really cool. It's called the prayer wall, okay? And because I get it, there are times at which you think, man, Lord, are you even listening to my prayers? Do you even care? And I know a lot of people get to that place. And so they'll go to wayfm.com, post a prayer on the prayer wall. And what's really cool about this is you can set it up so that you get notifications. None of your personal information is used, but you'll get a notification when someone prays for you. It's really simple. They just pray for you. They click the button that says, I prayed for this, and your phone will go off. That way, you know you're not in this alone. Somebody else is praying with you. And it's not that God doesn't hear you and your prayer isn't good enough, but there's something about people praying together and taking this need before God that brings you peace in the middle of that.
Well, we weren't created to be alone. You know, when God created Adam, he was like, it's not good for man to be alone. So he created Eve. And I think that same idea goes in with prayer. It helps so much to build that community and know that someone is standing there beside you and speaking on behalf for you as well.
Well, here's the thing too, like, because a lot of times these prayer requests, people are praying for other people. You got Victoria saying, I'm asking for prayer for my 21-year-old seeking the right Christian counselor for her anxiety and depression. So here's a mom that is just worried about her child. And that's one of the worst things, because there are some things you cannot fix for your kid. You want to help, mm-hmm. but there's things that they have to do and deal with. And it's hard. And so knowing that you're not alone and knowing that people are praying for this, other people that have walked through that with their child are taking your child's need to Christ. And I think that's a really cool thing. And that's why we do it. It's called the prayer wall.
That's right. And if you want to be a part of it, you can go to wayfm.com. And at the very top, there's a gray bar. You'll see one that says prayer wall. Just click on that. It'll take you straight there.
And when you're there and you post a prayer request, here's what I would always recommend. Post one, pray one. Okay. So post your prayer request, but then go find one that resonates with you. And even if you're not totally feeling it right then, because you're struggling, pray for somebody else. And you might find that that helps kind of unlock the key to your healing as well. So there you go. It's our prayer wall. And you can check it out at wayfm.com.
A turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat turkey in a big brown shoe.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and that, of course, Adam Sandler, the Thanksgiving song from back in the day. Gavin, have you ever heard that before?
No, I've never heard that or seen, like, footage of it or anything.
Old SNL sketch, and I just assumed everybody knows that song, because it's, like, the only Thanksgiving song ever, and it's a classic.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so, you know, speaking of Thanksgiving, the sides are the star of Thanksgiving, personally.
Yes.
The turkey means very little to me. The stuffing, I do, like, stovetop stuffing, and I just make it straight out of the box, and I love it so. But you might have trouble getting sides this year.
Uh-oh.
I know. Like everything has a problem, and it's all, like, COVID trickle-down related.
Of course it is. When is this chaos gonna stop?
I don't know. Like, this might bring good news to you, though, Betty Rock. One of the sides that is going to possibly be in a little bit of a shortage this year is cranberries.
Good. Nobody wants them anyway.
I know. That gelatinous cranberry stuff.
It's in the shape of a can.
Yeah. Well, Ocean Spray has said that they are committed to meeting the customer demand, but the problem is things like aluminum can shortages and transportation factors are throwing
that
off.
You know what? They can take a seat back. We don't need them.
Yeah.
Like, I appreciate you trying, but you're good.
Here's where, take this year off.
Take a tea.
Here's where it gets worse, though. So other products like refrigerated pies, bakery pies, and pre-made gravy might be in a little bit of shortage this year.
Pre-made gravy?
Yeah, like gravy in a can. Yeah.
My mom makes the homemade.
I knew that next sentence was going to be my mama. Yeah, I get it. But here's the thing. The turkeys, though, like, originally they were like, hey, turkeys are going to be in short supply this year. They're now saying that it looks like it's going to be enough demand, like the supply will meet the demand, but they still are urging you to order early. But here's the really weird, interesting fact in this that I would have never thought. Like, if you aren't serving a giant meal for a lot of people and you want a smaller turkey, that could be harder to find. Do you know why?
Smaller turkeys?
Yeah, harder to find a smaller turkey.
Because they've been putting on weight during the pandemic.
You're right!
I am?
Yeah, I love when Betty's shocked that she gets something right. Because not as many people were doing turkeys last year, so the turkeys grew like an extra year. So what used to be like a 10-pound turkey now can be a 14-pound turkey, and they don't have as many smaller turkeys.
So you can get Hefty Henry.
Yeah.
for a really good price.
Yeah, so that's just something to be thinking about. If you're having a smaller one, it might be harder to get a smaller one, so you might just have to have extra leftovers this year for Turkey
Hefty
Day.
Hefty Henry.
There you go. I have a friend who goes, wait, what? All the time when she misses something. Hey, it's Wally. And wait, what? Might be the same reaction you have right now when I tell you that United Faith Mortgage can help you refinance your home and get some much needed cash out to use however and for whatever you would like. And my friend and founder of United Faith Mortgage, Ryan, dropped this little wait, what on me.
Sometimes you can take out some cash and your payments actually go down. It's not every time, but I've seen it quite a bit.
I know it sounds too good to be true, but that was the case for me. Ryan ran the numbers and I can pull a really nice chunk of money out of my house and my monthly mortgage is going down. That's because interest rates are so low and housing values are so high, but it's not going to last forever. So make sure you talk to United Faith Mortgage today. So for a great way to better your family's financial future, call the people I trust. United Faith Mortgage. Start online. Call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
It's today's Music Insider, or TMI, with Gavin.
So every year my parents sit down to watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and it's a tradition for them, and it's not my cup of tea, but I love that they're into it. And if you're going to be watching it this year, you're going to want to keep a close eye out for the
Snoopy.
Oh, he's the best, though.
Oh, really?
He's so good, though.
I think someone likes it more than they let on.
You're going to want to keep an eye out for the Cracker Barrel float.
Okay. Oh.
And I'm a big Cracker Barrel fan, so I'm looking for it in general. But the main reason you might want to be looking for it is that Torrin Wells is actually going to be performing on that float.
Nice. I love Torrin Wells.
And you know him for songs like Famous For, which I love.
Make way through the water. Walk me through the fire. Do what you want, baby.
The thing I love about Torrin Wells, and I love that he's getting more attention outside of the Christian realm, is this is a guy that doesn't water down truth, down the gospel. He is the same in both worlds, and I think that's really good and really healthy. He's gotten some notoriety. I think he was on tour with, I think he opened up for like Mariah Carey a couple years ago.
I think so, yeah.
And so like him taking the gospel into places where it wouldn't normally be seen and representing it so well is awesome. And so that's cool. So he'll be on a float, which will make people go, oh, who's this guy? I never heard of this guy.
Yeah.
And they'll Google him, and then they're going to get Torrin Wells and Jesus.
And I think I could be wrong, but there was one year that Mercy Me was in the Thanksgiving Day parade. Or was it Macy's? No, wait, Macy's is with Thanksgiving.
It is the Thanksgiving.
But maybe it was a Christmas.
Odds are you got this wrong.
Oh, if
you
never mind. Just roll, push the button.
Forget I'm
push
here.
Push the button.
No, I want to hear more about this.
Push the button.
All right, that's going to do it for your TMI. Gavin, thank you for doing such a great job with TMI.
You.
Yeah, this is why you do it.
Push the button.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And one of the best parts about Christmas, arguably, is Christmas music. And there are people that can't get enough of it during this season and people that want it in doses. So everybody has an opinion. And so what I want to do is the best and the worst Christmas song. According to you, like what's the best and the worst of your choices? Okay, so I'll start it off. My best Christmas song, my favorite, is by a band called Down Here. And the song is How Many Kings? Writing original Christmas music is really hard to do, and to write something that feels like a classic from the time you write it. Mm-hmm. And this was just such a different take on it, and mm-hmm. I've loved it since the day I heard it. Now, my worst is this one. Sir Paul McCartney.
I like this.
Do you really? Oh, my
Simply
God.
Simply having a wonderful
this
Christmas.
This lame synthesizer part.
Love it.
Love it.
I mean, the only thing I can think of when I hear this is Gap commercials and the commercialism of Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're like, yeah, that's why I love it. I'm completely out when it comes to this song. So, Betty Rock, best, worst Christmas song.
All right. The best one is, of course, Dominic the Christmas Donkey.
Yeah, said no one ever.
Hey, chingity ching. It's Dominic the Donkey.
She gets so excited.
The Italian Christmas Donkey.
Where did you first hear this?
Yeah. On another radio station.
Okay, were you an adult?
No, well, young adult. Probably.
Old enough to know better.
20, 21.
Oh, I thought this was like something you knew and liked as a kid.
No.
Oh, wow.
But my life has never been the same. It's been better. Sadder. Now, the worst okay, by is, far
yes.
is Christmas shoes.
Oh, disagree.
Oh, good grief. Get the shoes and get out.
You're so mean.
What's wrong with you?
I don't understand. Nobody asked. Just buy the shoes.
His mother's dying.
And get out.
Okay.
It's Christmas.
This is where he, yeah, is it theologically correct? No. But it's about him honoring a wish and him processing the death of his mother in the only way
well,
a child could.
Well, then why is he at a shoe store?
Because it mattered to his mom.
He well, wants it doesn't her, matter.
Justin, listen. Yeah, I want her to look beautiful when Mama
well,
meets
sure.
Jesus tonight.
She's a terrible mother because she's
oh
not teaching
what
him
is wrong with
what
you.
It says in the Bible.
I know. Gavin
You're not
is aghast
go to heaven
right now.
With your shoes.
That's not the point. You've missed the entire point of that beautiful song. I'm moving off of you. Gavin.
It's because, okay, so this is the wild part. So my choices are completely flopped on Betty's side here.
Boo.
This is my favorite Christmas song.
It is. Oh. Is that because you worked in a shoe store?
As a former shoe salesman, I can't not love this song.
and a Christian.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah, so you got both of those things. Like, you are genetically disposed to have to like this song.
Turn it off.
I can't. I love it so much.
This is terrible. I'm not a babysitter.
I love it.
Get in and get out.
Oh, I did find something I could turn off.
Her mic.
Turn it off.
So there you go. We will take yours now. What is your best and your worst Christmas song? The one you got to hear and the one you hope you never hear. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Get out! 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. So what's the best Christmas song and the worst Christmas song, according to you?
Christmas Shoes has got to be my favorite.
Yes!
Kristen!
Yes!
No!
Bye!
Sir, I want to buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size. Betty
okay,
hates
this
song.
I know. But you'll agree with me on this one. Worst is by far the Mariah Carey song.
Oh, no. Wait, no, wait. Which one? The one that everyone sings?
The one that everybody loves.
Love that song.
It's better than Christmas Shoes.
No, okay, so last year on the 24th, one of my friends died of cancer. And, like, this is one of the first times I've heard it. And it just, it touches a piece of my soul that is just, no, I love that song. Love it.
Kristen, now you're going to make me feel guilty.
Well, you should, because you're a horrible person.
No! It's a horrible song!
You called a dying woman a bad mother.
Yes! See? Thank you. Thank you, Kristen. You get it. Betty doesn't, but you do, and that's why we're glad to have you.
All right. Thank you, guys. Love listening to y'all.
Oh, you're the best. Have a great day.
You too.
Megan, what is the best and worst Christmas song according to you? What's the one you got to hear this year and the one you could do without?
Noel by Lauren Daigle.
Yes. Oh, my
it's a
goodness.
Great one.
Noel. Come and see what God has done.
Like, yes. That's one we should play every hour, and I would not get sick of it. She is so great.
Yes. She does it really, really well, especially with the Noel on the high pitch.
Oh, for sure. Now, what about the worst song?
Well, Betty, I love you, but sorry, but the donkey song.
Hey, yes.
Megan, you hate me. You have no Christmas spirit.
Well, I do, but I can't stand listening to the donkey.
Why? What has a donkey ever done to you?
Nothing. It's just annoying to listen to it. I'm sorry.
Well, you know what? I know something else that's annoying.
Oh, wow. See, this is supposed to bring us together. it's Christmas time, Betty. My goodness. Dial that back a smidge, okay? Megan's an amazing lady.
Betty, you and my aunt would get along perfectly. Y'all are both sassy.
Oh.
Do you like your aunt?
Oh, yes, I love my aunt, and I'm the same way sometimes.
Well, there you go. I got you down, girl. Thank you.
Thank you, Megan.
Thank you. Y'all have a blessed day.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Wanda, thank you for joining us. What is the best and worst Christmas song according to Wanda?
I am so with Betty. I love I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas.
Hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus.
I don't know what it is about this song, but I love this song. I don't even know what it means or where it came from, but this is one that I too love.
It's very funny. I do not love to hear Little Drummer Boy. It drives me crazy.
Oh, even the For King and Country version?
Shall I play for you, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, on my track?
That comes on, I turn the radio off.
Oh, wow. Okay, good to know. We're going to lose Wanda a couple times here during the Christmas season. Well, I got you down, girl. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Drew, what is it according to you? Best, worst Christmas songs?
Best Christmas song ever, hands down, Carol of the Bells.
Ooh, that is a good one. And I got to tell you, you got a flashback for this. One of the best versions is a Barlow Girl, Carol of the Bells.
Hark how the bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say, throw cares away. Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old, meek and the bold.
Ding, dong, ding, dong.
Never heard a version I didn't like. Ding, dong, ding, dong, worst Christmas song ever? I really think of this as a two-way tie. Christmas Shoes, mm-hmm. I Can't Stand.
Yes.
And Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve.
Now Betty Rock is not on your side anymore. A minute ago, you had her. You had her at Christmas Shoes, but you're out now, right, Rock?
Yeah, because, I mean, to me, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer sounds like something we could sing at my family reunion.
It sounds like an autobiography. This is such a great time of year where we get to start thinking about Thanksgiving and spending time with family and then Christmas right around the corner. And it's never too early to start thinking about ways that you can actually do something to help somebody in need. That's why I love that we've partnered with Food for the Hungry and the Chicken of the Month Club. Now, this is a subscription-based option, kind of like you do like Socks of the Month and things like that. This is where you can send two chickens to a family in need for only $28 a month. And you might be thinking, why chickens? I don't even know the first thing to do. If someone gave me a chicken, I'd be like, what do I do with this? But these people in these developing countries, they know how to maximize that resource.
Yeah, and one other good thing about having chickens is that they lay eggs. I mean, I'm pretty sure, not that I know much about chickens, but that they lay eggs every day, I believe.
A lot of eggs, yes.
So,
don't
I mean,
quote her on that.
That's
but...
helpful.
And that's how families can earn extra income by selling eggs. Plus, the nutrition for families that deal with food insecurity. Don't tell the chickens about that, but it's a great source. Of protein, and they can also sell the chicks to other families as well. And so there's another income opportunity as a side hustle for them as well.
Another great thing about chickens is that they multiply pretty fast. So when they're selling those baby chicks, the families can get the income that they need that can help them reach their goal even quicker.
And another thing I love about this, it's not a handout, it's a hand up. And if that kind of resonates with you, it's a great thing to do this holiday season. You can help provide two chickens every month to a family for just $28 a month. You can check it out at fh.org/Wally Show. That's fh.org/Wally Show. Or text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979. We'll send you a link.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
We live in a time where inconvenience should not be a thing. But sometimes it takes us, the general public, bringing it to the attention of the inventors. Maybe they don't know what problems us poor people are dealing with, and they need to invent something. And that's why Jimmy Fallon asked his viewers to send in their, quote, they need to fix, quotes, their tweets. And these are the ideas that he got.
They need to fix it so food has three different expiration dates. One date that says best before, then one called still pretty good, and finally, you feeling lucky? They need to fix how they package scissors. To remove the packaging, you need scissors. If I had a pair of scissors in the first place, I wouldn't need to buy another one. They need to fix songs that have police or ambulance sirens in them.
Yes.
When you're listening to them in a car, a voice says, this is not real, do not pull over.
Yes, I agree with that.
Our phones are powerful, tiny computers that can fit in our pocket, but vending machines still can't recognize a dollar bill with a crease in it. Fix it. They need to fix restrooms in movie theaters so that there are restrooms in each theater with screens showing the movie.
Yes.
So if you need to go, you don't miss anything.
Oh, boy, that would be...
They need to fix cereal bags. Please, talk to Ziploc.
Oh, yes. Yes, oh my goodness, that's so good. Like, two things. One, anytime you're pouring cereal, it always pours back into the box, and then you got to put a chip clip on it. So I was designing a funnel one day, a cereal box funnel. Then I realized you can just lift the bag up higher than the box. Problem solved. So I fixed it. Fixed my own thing. But for Gavin, being able to have movie screens in the bathroom would be life-changing for him.
Because he has such a small little bladder.
A little tiny, demure, almost female bladder.
The size of a thimble, if you will.
A mouse's bladder is what he has.
He needs to go to the bathroom now.
But I really do miss, like, 3 minutes of every movie because of that.
Do you find yourself having to time it too?
Yeah, I do. And I've used that app. It's called like Run Pee because it basically tells you, hey, like this is a good time to go to the bathroom during this movie.
Wow, that's fantastic. That's a problem and it needs to be solved for Gavin. So somebody needs to get on that now. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. If you've listened to The Wally Show for a little bit of time, it might give you an edge in this game. You can win a prize. We're doing either, neither, both. We'll do a practice round, and you can see how this works. A question is asked of two members of the show, and you have to tell us if that question is true for either, neither, or both of them, okay? So, for example, my question for Betty and Gavin is, have either, neither, or both of you donated blood? Okay, now, I know a little bit about the show, I think I might know this answer, and so I am going to say it is either. Like, one of you has, one of you has not.
Who do you think has?
I believe Betty Rock has.
Okay.
Because I think you gave, like, in response to somebody you loved getting blood, I remember you going, but then I know you don't follow through with things.
Excuse me?
And Gavin, I think, is terrified of needles and everything. There's no way Gavin has given blood, in my opinion. So let's start with you, Betty Rock. Am I right?
You're correct.
Yes, I
have
it.
Given blood.
See, but I think that was great. I think you had a great reason to do so.
Right, and I only did it once.
There it is.
But I would be willing to do it again, but I did faint, which I didn't like.
Yeah.
And also, you can see the bag of the person in front of you.
Yeah, that's not good.
I don't want to see that.
Yeah. Gavin is wincing right now, which tells me I am 100% right.
You totally are.
Gavin has never given blood. Gavin never will give blood.
I might not. Well, it's tough.
I might not. He just goes, I might not.
But I think it's a completely worthwhile thing. Sure. My wife tries to do it like every time
they
recycle through where she's like, oh, it's been long enough. She tries to get in every single time, and I love her for that, and I think she gives enough blood for the both of us.
That's what you should do. It's like, give a bag for me.
All right?
And don't take two from her.
Give her an extra cookie and send her out.
Top her off. That'd be great. All right, so I would have gotten a point for that. You get enough points, you win a prize. That's how the game works. So you want to play with us? Let's do this. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's the phone number. You can always be part of the show. 855-33-WAY-FM for either, neither, both. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Brayton, how are you today?
I'm good, Wally. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, no, it's our pleasure. We appreciate you listening and being part of either, neither, both. So the way it's going to work is we're going to ask two members of the show a question. All you have to do is say if that question is true for either, neither, or both of them. And if you get that right, you get a point. So, Betty Rock, let's start with your question for Gavin and me.
I can't remember if I've asked this one before in the past, but mine has to do with Kategate of 2019.
Oh, yes.
It was a spring morning. I remember it like it was yesterday. Anyway, someone stole and ate half my cake.
She's not forgotten. You said 2019. You realize that's 2 years ago.
It doesn't matter.
I know.
2 years seems like it was yesterday. So, either, neither, both of you, did you eat my cake? Were you the culprit, cause of Kategate 2019?
So, Brayton, do you think either, neither, or both of us are going to confess to this?
I remember you and Gavin concluded that it was neither, but Betty was pretty sure it was Gavin. So I'm going to go with neither.
Neither. Okay. I can tell you 100% I did not eat your cake. And
honest,
I never
truthful.
Would. Honest, truthful. Yeah, I can't lie on honest, truthful. Gavin?
And I'm going to go a bit further. I'm 105% sure I did not eat your cake, Betty.
So no okay. need to murder us in our sleep. I just want to be really clear.
We passed the test today.
Well, there you go. You got 1 point there. Okay, my question is for Betty and Gavin, have either, neither, both of you ever witnessed a crime?
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh. I know Betty Rock watches a lot of crime shows, so either, neither, both. What do you say, Brayton?
I'm going to say both.
Both of them have witnessed a crime. Ooh. Okay, Gavin. Gavin, you know, I don't see you jumping in to stop a crime, but I see you watching one.
It'd be fun. No. Okay, so does this count?
Okay.
I accidentally stole a thing of juice from a store, but I went back and gave it back.
Okay, so you watched yourself commit a crime.
Is that a crime?
Yeah, no, I'm not going to count that
okay,
one.
Okay, then I've lived a squeaky clean life. I don't think I have.
Betty Rock, have you ever witnessed a crime?
Yes, I have Ooh, seen a crime.
You have?
Mm-hmm. So me and my mom were stopped at a red light by a gas station, and all of a sudden we hear a gunshot.
Ooh,
we
oh
look over, and this gas station was being robbed.
Nuh-uh.
Uh-huh, and
oh,
the guy
goodness.
was like running out.
I have known you so many years and I've never heard that story.
Really?
No, I've never heard that story.
I was young. I just remember my mom running the red light.
Really?
Just kidding.
So then you witnessed two crimes. That day. Okay, no point there. Brayton, here we go. Gavin, your question.
For Betty and Wally, have either, neither, or both of you been to the emergency room? Because I don't know this about you guys.
Oh, okay. Mm. Either, neither, both. What do you say, Brayton?
I know it isn't neither, because you've been having blood pressure issues, Wally.
Sure. Thanks. Thanks for bringing that
and
up.
And the gout.
Thanks for bringing that
and
up.
What was that other one you just got?
Don't worry about it. What do you think?
I'm going to go with both again.
Both again. Yeah, because when you're a kid, it seems like you spend a lot of time in an emergency room. I for sure did. One time I jumped downstairs with a drumstick in my mouth, and it went back and hit me in the back of the throat. I had to go for that.
Ow.
I had stitches in my head. So that's me, Betty Rock.
Jeez, I slammed my thumb in a car door and my mom drove off. Once again, my mom behind the wheel is becoming a recurring situation. Anyways, they thought I had broken my thumb.
So you went to the emergency room. There you go, Brayton. That is both, and that means you got 2 out of 3 right. You're a winner today.
I'm excited.
Well, congratulations, and we really appreciate you listening to the Wally Show. Thank you.
Thank you.
I saw that going differently in my mind.
Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show with Mind Blown! This is where we make you the most interesting person in any room that you're in by giving you things to catalog into your brain and file away for the perfect moment when it pops up. To demonstrate how this can work for you to your advantage, Betty Rock is going to give me a category. I will then produce some sort of mind-blowing factoid. On the spot. So, Betty Rock.
You're very sure of yourself.
Always am. That's what happens when you got a brain this size.
Which is why I want to bring you down a notch.
Okay.
So, I'm going to give you a topic that I don't think you know anything about. A challenge, if you will.
Okay.
Birds.
Now, you do know I hate birds.
You don't like their beady little eyes.
Right. Don't trust them.
And I'm quoting you on that.
And their little beaks. Just, I don't trust them. but... Did you know?
Oh, jeez.
He's got one.
That the Guinness Book of World Records exists because an argument over a bird?
Wait, the book that they always release every year.
Yep. It started over an argument about a bird.
Who had the biggest bird?
No. It was which bird game was faster?
Game bird.
Sorry, I'm dyslexic.
Oh, game bird.
Yeah, which game bird was faster? Okay, so the guy who owned the Guinness Brewery. Okay, so that's where the name comes from. I didn't know that it was tied to Guinness Brewery. I just thought it was just another Guinness name. But in 1951, he got into an argument over which game bird was faster, the golden plover or the red grouse. And I'm not making this up. And
I'm going with the plover.
Well, okay, and so that's good. We weren't even talking about that, but. So he thought, you know what? There needs to be a book at establishments where when you get into these debates, you could go to this book and settle them and blow people's minds while you're there hanging out.
You know, this guy, he seems like someone you really don't want to hang out with.
No.
Because he always has to be right.
I know.
And he's got to prove it.
And I love him. I love him for that. See, he was the smartest guy in the room. He even came up with the idea of doing the Guinness Book of World Records. And for the record, Betty Rock, You happen to be right. The golden plover is faster, by the way.
Yes! Good call.
So there you go. Nicely Woo! Done. So now you can file a whole lot of that information away. And when somebody says, hey, look at that bird, you jump into action. And you know, I'm going to wow you right now. And that's why we do Mind Blown.
There's an app for that.
Uplifting way of him. This is the Wally Show. If you got a smartphone, you know there's a billion apps, and you might miss one or two, and that's where we try to help you out with something that might be cool. Betty Rock, what do you got?
So I've been in that quandary where someone will say, hey, have you seen this movie? And I'll think, have I? Mm-hmm. I think, maybe, yeah. I don't remember. Or let's say there's a TV show that I really like, but it's not available on streaming services, mm-hmm. but it is on cable television. But I can't keep track of which episodes I've seen and which I haven't.
Sure.
So
there's an app for that?
There's an app for that.
No way.
It's called TV Time. And what you do is download it, of course, but you can check off which episodes you've seen of what show you like. If you can't watch them in order, you can also rate them. You can tell your friends what you think about them. Sometimes words, I know, believe it or not, I'm in the wrong business for this, but words don't come easy to me.
Really?
And so you can use a GIF as explaining how you feel about that episode or that movie.
If Betty Rock was ever going to go get a degree in a second language, it should be GIF. Like
it you, really should. You, that you, memes.
Yeah, you speak meme and GIF better than anybody
Thank
I know.
You.
I know.
And that's so, a huge compliment.
I know.
Thank
I would
you.
Love to see you do that. So what's the name of the app again?
TV Time.
TV Time. So if you want to keep your TV watching, I think it's a priority. Like, I know people are like, TV rots your brain. TV made me. And like everything I know is because I watched a lot of TV.
And he doesn't know much.
But no, I know a lot of little and unimportant things, but that's what makes me great at this job, you know?
Oh, okay.
This job is built for people that have useless knowledge, and so thank you, TV. So TV Time?
Yes.
Okay, good. See, I TV don't remember time. A lot. You're right. Oh,
well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.